Brilliance Audio presents Three Truths and a Lie, a Detective D.D. Warren story by Lisa Gardner. Performed by Kirsten Potter. I don't know if I can do this.
Really?
It's a bunch of fiction writers. I think you've faced tougher opponents. Please, have you read some of these thrillers? Blood and guts every page. Not to mention the keynote speaker's last name is Slaughter. That tells you something. You've faced worse. I don't know what to say. In their world, detectives only take on serial killers, and DNA results are available in a matter of hours. Real-world policing isn't like that. Tell them that. Give them the truth. Yeah. Because I'm going to explain to a bunch of crime addicts who Google things like the best way to dispose of a body everything they're getting wrong in their novels. Try again. You have it easier. She scowled at him. You get to talk about blood spatter. They're going to love you. I am naturally charming and armed with graphic crime scene photos, the advantage of having done this before. Dee Dee glanced at her watch, scrubbed her palms on her jeans. 30 minutes. 30 minutes till I face 40, 50, I'd say closer to 100, rabid thriller writers. What am I going to say? Alex leaned over, kissed her cheek as they stood in line at the coffee bar. I'm sure you'll think of something. Then Alex's coffee order was called, and he left her to fend for herself. Writers Police Academy. Boston Detective D.D. Warren was muttering 15 minutes later, coffee in one hand, map of the technical college in the other. What kind of writers even want to go to a police academy? For the love of God, even cops can't wait to get out. She paused in front of the building that housed the lecture series. This vacation had been Alex's idea. Fly out to Wisconsin, of all places, and spend a weekend hanging out with hundreds of thriller writers talking shop. He'd been roped into it years ago by a forensic buddy who swore it was really fun. Discuss latent prints, blood spatter, and favorite crime scenes with a bunch of aspiring novelists who were not only fascinated by police procedure but determined to get it right. As experts, Dee Dee and Alex got to attend for free. And as long as they were there, they could also attend some of the more interesting activities. For example, the yearly Writers Police Academy not only offered hourly lectures on things such as Ballistics 101, but also partnered with the local sheriff's department to provide hands-on workshops, SWAT team training, evasive driving techniques, underwater evidence recovery. Alex had brought his wetsuit. Personally, Dee Dee was looking forward to playing on the SWAT team's training course later in the afternoon. But first, she had to survive the morning, where she got to play the part of the so-called expert, providing day-to-day details of a homicide detective's life, which, in fact, was not nearly as interesting as most people, writers, thought. Dee Dee read thrillers on occasion, when she had time to read. She enjoyed a good twisty plot. And if fictional detectives spent all their time playing cat and mouse with serial killers, all the better for leaving the real cares of her job behind. Today, however, her job was to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. She just hoped she didn't bore her students to death. Dee Dee walked through glass doors, instantly replacing the hot August sun with frigid institutional temperatures. She'd forgotten this from her own academy days, the tendency to keep classrooms arctic, most likely to keep the occupants awake. One flight of stairs, a turn here, a turn there, and she arrived at her designated classroom. Outside, the sign read, Boston Detective Dee Dee Warren's Insider's Guide to Policing. Within, true to Alex's prediction, easily 100 people waited, some having arrived early enough to snatch seats, the rest standing valiantly in any available space, meaning she really had better open strong, or bit by bit the standing ones would wander out again. What am I going to say?